Welcome
back
to the Time Podcast. Start of a new month. Well, you guys already started a new month, but it's the official like week start of the month, I guess. Is that what you'd call it?
Oh, because the whole month is May.
Yeah, you know, like this is the actual first week in May. So you get your...
You know what it is.
You are the stories. You are the stories. And if you want to hear more of the stories throughout the month, then you go to Patreon.
Go to Patreon.
But weekly stand-up, it has to be the weekly stand-up. Like, I don't think I have a choice. Kendrick Lamar beef, guys. Kendrick Lamar Drake beef. Insane. That shit.
You've been hearing us talk about it, so.
Like, you heard in the last episode, but it's crazy because we recorded the episode on Thursday, and the whole thing went crazy over the weekend, and I was like, oh my God, I wish we recorded this on Saturday. But I'm actually glad we didn't, because even more things happened, which is insane, and that's just what's been consuming me personally, you know? Like, that's my... girl drama, girl tea, you know, like that. All the guys just...
So what's the latest?
Went back to back, guys, from where we landed. So it was, I think before we went, it was Family Matters, maybe, dropped? Or no.
So we said, will Drake respond?
Yeah, Family Matters dropped, and then Meet the Grahams dropped.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And then Drake responded. Well, no, Kendrick did Not Like Us. Banger.
Not like us.
And then Drake responded, and then Drake's security guard got shot. Unrelated to the beef, from the sounds of it. It's very unrelated to the beef. And but the timing of everything is just crazy, and everyone's just like, whoa. So yeah, no, that's what it's been like, and I'm here for it. Let me not lie, guys. It's been a masterclass of back and forth.
What kind of ride?
A bumpy ride.
That ride.
A roller coaster.
BBL jersey.
Yeah, Metro Boomin with the BBL jersey. He said, "Shut up and go make some drums." he came out with them BBL jersey drums in it.
I can't stop seeing it. It's amazing. It's in my head.
But yeah, what's your weekly stand-up?
My weekly stand-up is that I watched the movie The Idea of You. I hope I'm not butchering this, but I have a feeling it's The Idea of You.
Sure, you read the book.
I read the book, and it made it to my absolute trash pile, unfortunately. And I recently found out that it was actually meant to be a story based off black characters as the main characters. But the author had to change it because... the book wouldn't get published.
Yeah,
and that was so upsetting. I do hope she got her bag in the end, because she got the movie as well. Well, I don't know how much she gets from that.
Whatever the royalty split or whatever.
At least people know of it now more, which is great for her. But it's really...
you said it was a trash book, though.
I hate that, because like I said, it made you to my trash pile.
So why did you want to watch the movie?
Well, because I feel like everything that you read to see like in person... is so interesting, right? Like, even if you hated it, if you loved it, like, you read a book, you read someone's story or a story, and to see like someone's perspective on, you know, the big screen was really enticing to me. So I hated the book. And like, just a quick preview, the book is about this mother of a daughter who falls in love with the boy band that the daughter likes, and with one of the lead singers. And so they have like, there's like a love story going on, but obviously she's 40 something, he's 20 something. And you know, I kind of liked the idea of it, because obviously you see this a lot with men and they get away with it, but then having like women do that, she was getting so much slack and like whatever. I didn't like the book, and I was really surprised that the movie was not as cringy as I thought it would be. I didn't like the movie. I didn't think it was like, wow, the best thing I've seen, but I thought that it was better than the book.
Oh,
so
not bad. I guess they took some creative liberties to make it better there.
Yeah, because like in the book, it was more like a, I think if I'm not wrong, it was like a meet and greet that they went to one of their concerts. But then in the movie, they're at Coachella. And I just feel like the settings that were shown made a lot more sense.
Okay.
They weren't as cringe worthy, I guess. So anyway, there's that. And obviously, without further ado, we know why you're here. BBL Drizzy. Okay, on to the first story of today. Am I the asshole for not planning anything for my wife's birthday like she asked? I'm so tired of unclear communication. My wife has a habit of saying things she doesn't mean. She will say it's fine, but after the event, she gets mad. She does this all the time. Like if I ask if she wants to join a work event, she agrees to it. We go, and then in the car, she's pissed that she had to go. I literally gave her the option not to go. This has happened over and over and over again. She has done this other so many times. I asked if she wants me to grab takeout and she says no, then is pissed when I get home that she's tired and doesn't want to cook. So then I cook and she's still pissed that the whole night because I didn't get takeout. I've talked to her so many times and just asked her to be honest with me because I can't read her mind. Her birthday was yesterday, and for the last month I have been asking her what she wants to do. Over and over again, she told me she doesn't want to do anything. I get her a small cake and gift, and now she's upset that I didn't surprise her with a night out. And this started an argument. My point is that I did what I was asked to do, and she told me I'm a jerk and that I should have planned something for her birthday.
You know, if it wasn't for, like, all the other situations, I would have been like, oh, come on, like, leave the room. But no, she's terrible.
But
she's a terrible person.
I feel like, see, here's the thing. I feel like, in a way, maybe I'm a little bit like that. Because I feel like you're used to that, and that's why you said that. Because all the comments were like, if she said this, it's this. Like, if she said don't do something for her birthday, then don't do something for her birthday. You know, whatever. Mm. But I feel like, because you've been with me, your perception's a little bit different.
Yeah, because you love to say, oh, I don't want to do anything, but then you actually do want to do something. Whereas I say, I don't want to do anything, and it literally means I don't want to do anything.
Which drives me even more to want to do something.
Which makes no sense. But no, man, she sounds like such an annoying person. Like, the person is literally asking you what you want to do, and I'm okay with any option. She's like, oh, no, this is fine. No, it's not fine. How dare you?
I think the thing is, though, like, even if she said, for example, oh, I don't know, I want you to figure it out, or I want you to plan something, that's a lot better than I don't want to do anything.
Especially after asking multiple times. It's a different story if it was like once, but it sounds like he asked multiple times, and she was like, no, no, no. And then she's like, you didn't do anything? And you know, the best thing is he still did something. He got like cakes and whatever. And like, you know, she's like, what do you mean you didn't plan a party?
You plan me something.
What do you mean? What do you mean by this? No, that just, honestly, that infuriated me to no end. I just, oh my God. Like, okay, here and there, okay, understandable. Like, girls do that. They're like, oh, I don't want this. And then they actually do. Okay, here and there. But all the goddamn time,
I know, no, it's really difficult to deal with, and it can be a little bit manipulative, you know, and like cause unnecessary fights. Like, just say what you want.
Yeah, just say what you want.
I think I've gotten so good at this, and I think like a driving factor for it was when sometimes we go out and you're like, oh, you like this, you want me to buy it? I'm like, no. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's so silly. So then I like, do you want this? I'm like, yeah, if you're offering. But I think that made me a lot more comfortable to say things that I want outside of like you offering to pay for stuff. I mean, like, this is how I feel.
Yeah, like any relationship should be. It's like if someone is asking you, that means they're genuinely asking you. So you should genuinely respond, not lie.
Do you think that in a situation of like, say you don't want to do something for your birthday and you make that clear to your partner, and they still do something, do you think that's bad?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You do it all the time. You are a culprit. Like, if I don't want to do something, I don't want to do something, you know? Like once again, don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean, like, the effort is unappreciated. Like, you shouldn't appreciate any effort. But it's kind of like, oh my God, like, I said I don't want to do something.
But I didn't, like, do anything last year for a birthday.
Yeah, and I really liked it when I told you I don't want to do anything, and you didn't do anything.
I didn't. Not even a little, nothing.
No, but you did the whole
thing. Okay, but I was going to get you a gift anyway, and yeah. I just made it pretty.
Yeah, okay, that's like, fair. But yeah, but it's not like, yeah, like a whole surprise. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, like, surprises are nice, I get it, but like...
Like, how did you feel when you went to London and all
that? That was sick, that was super sick, that one was super sick, but like, you know, like, it's not something I'd want you to do every birthday. I'd be like...
Yeah, of course.
It'd be so draining. It'd just be like...
Oh, I think it's like... bigger birthdays though. Like when you turned 20, I did you a birthday.
Or 21, I can't remember.
Whatever. 25. You know, the next one was the 30th, so I gotta be big, guys. I gotta get my money up.
I can't wait.
It'll be fun, I promise. It'll be so much fun. But all in all, he's not an asshole. I don't.
No, she's the problem, not him.
Absolutely. On to the next story. My boyfriend called me a 4 out of 10. Am I in the wrong for crying? Since dating my boyfriend, he kept making side comments about my appearance here and there. Then he compliments his ex every now and then. He says she's pretty, or ended up talking about how he fell for her ass. One day, I asked him to stop because it was making me self-conscious. He never complimented me until I made a comment about it. It's been about 4 months, and I told him I don't have a good feeling about him and his ex, and that he makes it seem like he likes her more than me. He finally told me that she's more attractive than me, and that I'm only a 4 out of 10 for him. I even asked how he thought about me compared to his friend's girlfriends, and he says they are more attractive than me. He tells me that his ex beauty means nothing to him. Then he turns around and still tries to call me beautiful after telling me how below average in looks I am. Now I'm always looking in the mirror, questioning myself. Every time we go out, I think about how he thinks all the girls are prettier than me, and I don't think I'm ugly and that I'm also not super attractive. But damn, I thought I at least get a 5 from my own boyfriend. What do I do?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and the person who is beholding you does not appreciate it, so just leave. Because, absolutely. Oh my god, like, it's the ex is one thing, but like all your friends as well, like, not even, she's not better than one of them. Damn.
But the fact that
I'd love to see how she looks in comparison. I'm sorry guys, I'd love to know how she looks. And the question is, why is he there? If she is a 4 out of 10, why are you there? And okay, this is where the conversation gets interesting. Well, how about if he actually likes her personality, but just doesn't like her looks? Because women say all the time, oh, I go for personality, not for looks.
And that's okay, all right? That's okay. That's completely fine to think that you're right, and it's like a 5 out of 10. And that's okay because you love them, right? But you would never say like, oh, but my ex is so much better looking than you. Oh, that's but my friend's girlfriends are so much better looking than you. That's ridiculous.
Insane.
You know? Isn't this usually used as like a manipulative tactic in a relationship?
Some people
for,
do.
For like someone to bring someone else down to kind of lock them like in more?
Rent free in your head. Rent free in your head. Condos upon condos. Like, get out of this relationship. This is not good for you. Like, the fact that you're judging yourself based off another person's subjective viewpoint is stupid. Because it's a different story if it's a random person being like, yeah, you're a 4 out of 10. You can move on with your life. This is a person that you're meant to be with, dating, and meant to at least like your personality enough to not tell you that, even if they did think that, you know? Because even if you do think your partner is not good looking, you should never tell them they're not good looking, you know? Because you know why you're there.
I agree.
You know? So, like, it's just crazy to me. That's insane, honestly.
You're a 1 out of 10.
I am.
I'm joking. I hate how attractive I find you.
All right, buddy.
Comfortable. No, but anyways, I think she needs to leave. This is so bad for her self-esteem. Like, the worst thing she can do is stay. And my question is, how does a man like that get someone to stick around for so long? 4 months? How does he even get any women if this is how he talks to them?
What do they say? Women like assholes, yeah?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is that in there?
Women BBL like assholes. Drizzy. BBL Drizzy. That's insane to me.
Very insane.
Insane in the membrane. That's how you say something to me sometimes.
It's a song.
From by who? Is it Eminem?
Move. Just stop. You don't want to do this on camera.
Wait, no. Is it Eminem?
No.
Oh. Who is it by?
You don't worry.
Just tell me. Oh, you don't even know, no, do you?
I do know.
I caught you lacking.
No, I actually do know.
On camera.
I do know.
I'm making a clip out of this because it's you literally not, don't
it's
know.
Freaking Run DMC. Check it right now. Guys, check it right now.
Guys.
Run DMC. Insane membrane. Check it right now.
Membrane lyric. Okay, what did you say?
Run DMC.
It's actually not.
Who is it?
Cypress Hill.
Oh my god. Really? Oh. That's embarrassing.
This is a clip.
That's embarrassing. Wait, is it Cypress Hill? Really?
Yes.
Insane Membrane.
You don't
insane
trust me?
Yeah. Oh, damn. It is Cypress Hill.
You even
what
know?
Did I think was Run DMC? Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
On.
Simply awkward.
Awkward.
Okay.
Clip it.
I'm so glad for that. That'd be so funny.
I never claimed who it was. I'm gaslighting her. Go on.
So stupid. Okay. My girlfriend won $30,000 and spent it all. How do we move forward? I'm looking for some advice on a situation with my girlfriend. We've been together for about 4 years and she recently won $30,000 at a casino. Originally, we talked about using the money for big future plans like a house down payment or a dream trip to Japan. But instead, she has spent it all on high-end personal items for herself. Designer clothes, jewelry, a luxury car upgrade, and more. 2 years ago, the roles were reversed. She was jobless and dealing with health issues, and I covered all of our living costs. I never expected anything in return and did it because I believed in supporting each other. However, seeing this large sum spent on personal luxuries without considering our shared future has left me feeling disappointed and somewhat taken for granted. I'm struggling with how to address this with her without it blowing up into a major conflict. I want to communicate how this makes me feel and discuss how we view and handle finances as a couple moving forward. It's important to me that we both feel secure and aligned about our future. How should I bring this up?
There's two things here. One, if you're not married, they owe you nothing when they win money, because it's only in marriage that you guys should be joining things. Two, this is a blessing from God. Leave this woman. Even leave this woman. It's insane. Just spending all that money on herself. Boy, you're wasting your time. That person is financially irresponsible.
And not even spending on themselves, but on such dummy things. Like, okay, I think it would be a little bit different if she just decided to invest the 30K for herself.
Yeah,
it's still selfish.
It's selfish. See, well, considering all the things he did for her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If he never did anything. And one thing, I'm not saying she owes him. I'm just saying that I always be like, oh my God, this person actually helped me through a tough time. So at least let me help them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But regardless, stupid shit. Leave this woman. Don't even waste your time trying to talk. Be like, you are a dummy dumb dumb. You waste money like a dummy dumb dumb. I don't want to be with a dummy dum dum. Bye bye, you dummy dum dum.
And it's really hard, like, to leave, obviously, you know, for your relationship.
No, you're leaving. Like, for me, instantly, that would be enough sign of times for me to be like, I am leaving you without a question.
It's such a selfish thing to do.
Like, it's dumb. I don't care how selfish it is. It's dumb. If you told me, oh, I invested all 30K into, like, the S&P 500 or something, I'm like, good for you. I am happy for you. A little bit of a sting because I didn't get any. But, you know, it's not my money. We're only dating. Move on with your life. You know, but you
How
just
about if you're married?
Money. Huh?
How about if you're married?
Can't do that.
You expect something.
If you're married, you guys have to work together. It's not one person win. You both win.
Okay.
You know?
So would you say that it's more like, oh, what should we do with this money?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because you're married. Like, you work together. You know, like, don't get me wrong, you're individuals and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, like, you work together because, obviously, like, obviously, the person who won should get a bigger share
because
mm-hmm. they're the one with the look.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be like, hey, what are we going to do with this? You know, like, obviously, like, let's say you win 500K,
mm-hmm.
right? Fuck it. Keep 200K to yourself. I don't care. And then 300K, divide it how we will divide it for, like, house, maybe us, whatever. Don't matter. But anyway, sort it out some way.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think I have a little bit of a question on, like, how she got the money in the casino. Like, is she an avid casino goer?
Because maybe it was one of those lucky pots.
See, that's my thing. Because if usually people who win like this and spend like this are people who go to the casino all the time. They don't know how to keep on to money. And I think that's very clear in the way she spent the money.
Yeah.
So if she's an avid casino goer, then boy... Like,
oh, you're there in the first place.
Why did you expect? You know, why did you expect anything in return? because like generally it's any money that they get, it goes back in the casino, like, or clearly on bougie stuff. But if it's something that she did just win on a once off, then she's clearly very financially illiterate. So, guys,
if either you way, leave.
If you want 30k, what do you do?
Invest it straight away. I wouldn't even go for property. I just invest like 30k. I'm just investing it straight up.
Like all of it, or would you do anything with any bit of it?
Not the whole thing. I mean, it's 30k. I'm investing the whole thing. I'm not spending a single dime of it. I'm investing all 30k. Like once you get up to 100k, then we can start talking about maybe like put 10k to the side to have fun. My 90k invested or whatever. But 30k, I'm invest. Anything less than 100k, invest every single penny of that thing.
So honestly, you wouldn't like treat your family to anything?
Like, with 30k? No.
See, I like the way that you think. Because like, you're like, 30k is literally not that much money.
Like, once it... Don't let that get
clipped. But it is.
Before that gets clipped. 30k is not that much money. No, 30k is a lot of money, guys. But because it's a lot of money, but not like life-changing money, you should invest it. That's so what I mean. It can become life-changing money.
And then you can treat your family. But then there's also the argument of like, just enjoy it now while you're alive. You know, life is...
Yeah, you go do that. I'm not doing that. You go do that.
I was just on a call with my mom, literally before this. And she was saying something along the lines of like, you know, you might as well just go do it now. Like, life is so short, da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah, but life is also very long, you know? And if you have to live a really long, miserable life, that's really bad. Like, I'd really rather not do that. And then she was like, don't say that. Life is so short. Life is not long. And I'm like, okay, mother.
Yeah. Invest it all, guys. Don't be stupid. Honestly.
Don't be stupid, stupid. Ooh, I stole that copyright claim.
Oh, lol. Yeah. Philly D.
Okay, on to the next story. Go with the flow people are the worst kind of people to date. You are not easygoing. You are just unaware that the other person is forced to make plans or nothing is ever done. I totally get going to things as they come up and being spontaneous is fun. However, this is not something to expect all the time. Have some sort of plan. I'm able to be spontaneous by looking up events on Facebook and then just going if I'm available. I still have to go and look. My ex was that way, and I've talked to a few guys who have actually tried to put me down for planning vacations. I want to travel, but that takes time and money, so I plan where I'd like to go. If going in October instead of August saves me $600, then I'm going in October. Of course, I'm still relaxed on vacation, but being able to do these things requires some sort of planning. I tend to also see it in bios. Let's just see where things go translates to I have no idea what I want and I'm comfortable wasting your time. I fully respect people who are just upfront saying they don't know what they want because not everyone does. That's okay. What's not okay is pretending you're easygoing when you plan on doing as little work as humanly possible. I'm now getting off my soapbox.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna be like, but then I realized that I am a go with the flow person, but I always have backup plans. Like, my first option is go with the flow, and then I have a plan B, C, D, E, A, blah, 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 whatever. Always.
I'm trying to think, and I don't think that's necessarily true. Because I was thinking, reading this, like, what does that work like? Because you're a very chill, easygoing person. When you need to be.
Yeah.
Right? I think, like, even the way you've planned trips before, and I don't mean, like, planning what to do while we're there and researching, because that's already not this type of person. But I mean, like, you've looked up, like, oh, times to go. Like, when is it cheaper to go? When is it, like, better to go? And stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that already automatically takes you out of this bucket of people. I think you're the type of person who's able to do both, and you know that planning is required in life to get shit done.
Planning is required in life. Nicoletta said it better. I don't even need to say anything. She said everything. what more do you need? She said the whole thing. Planning is you need to be able to do both, I think. Well, obviously, like, you need to plan first. Like, you can't just be like, let's go do this. You know, like, it doesn't make sense. I think it's because of finances. I really care about finances. So, like, you have to be financially responsible. guys. Like, don't get me wrong, you can have fun. I think I like to think I have fun.
But, hey, I'm a fun guy.
Hey, I'm a fun guy. But honestly, like, it's generally is one of those things that I think you need to plan, but then have fun with it.
As in, give yourself time to have fun.
Yeah.
And that sounds bad because you're planning the time to do that, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah, because, like, guys, it just makes more sense, honestly. Like, there's nothing more else I can say about that. Like, what about you? What you think?
I was about to ask, which one am I, according to you, obviously?
You. I think you used to be like that, but I think you've inherited a lot of my traits, and now you're very much both. Like, you plan it and go ahead. Because, I like, even the way you plan stuff now is very fruit-coated.
Okay, this is different.
The way you,
but it's like, but not too
jam-packed. I think you've even gone more than me, to be honest. Yeah. Like, you know, I think you've gone more than me. Like, initially, like, you were like, oh, start. I could see the semblance. You know, like, the first time we went to Japan, you were not fruit coated.
No.
You know, not at all. You were just like, oh.
That was my first time traveling. Like,
yeah, I know. And then, like,
you were entrusting the process.
And then eventually, I could see you slowly getting more fruit coated. And now I think you're a little bit more. Because, like, you even plan your outfits for each day and everything as well. Like, I didn't like that. Now, that for me, I'm just like, I think these will work and I will wear these things on different days, you know, like, you know, or whatever. And I'll figure it out when I'm there. But nothing was like.
I know. I think I've gone from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Because as I said, you're still able to go with the flow when needs be. But yeah.
I plan that time in. Yeah. I plan the time for when I can go with the flow.
Yeah, buddy. It went from fruit coded to she took the whole code and made it herself. It's not
like rewrote it.
She rewrote it for herself. The base is there, but she built on top of it.
Yeah.
So
I'm definitely like that because, and I think it's money too, like you said. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I hate wasting time. And
it's the worst thing you can do.
I hate wasting time. Like, going somewhere on a trip, I need to be able to do as much as possible while still having a good chill time. Like, I'll just give myself a bit more time to do X, Y, Z. And, like, there's chill type of people. Like, you know, Nandi would be very chill and casual and, like, go with the flow. And I'm okay with that because I get to plan, you know, and I get to, like, da da da, this is what I want to do.
How about if they didn't want that? Would that bother you?
That would bother me. That would 100%. Because if I'm making a plan, I send it to you, I expect you to. If you're not going to look over it, I'm assuming you're coming along to everything, right? But if you're like, now, you know, you looked at it, I sent it to you, and then you're there and you're like, I don't want to be here. It's like,
why didn't you put it in the fucking itinerary?
Put it in the itinerary. Were going to do something else? And I'm okay with people not joining me for everything. I'm completely fine with that. And I think I definitely got that from Chloe. Because when traveling with her, she's like, I'm going to go do this, whether you want to be there or not. Not my problem. And I really love that mentality because I might not be interested. And we don't have to get mad about it. We don't have to be like, oh, but I want to do this. No, let's go separate and then meet again.
Shout out, Chloe.
Yeah, it's a really good way to be when traveling, especially with friends, because traveling with groups can be so tricky to want everyone to do the same thing.
It's really not.
So anyways, I've seen those TikToks though of like do you know those guys recording their girlfriends being like just like mindlessly waiting around because they're just following their boyfriend wherever they go? And I think that is a nice thing to do, to switch off your brain and just left for like guide me wherever.
So like pretty much every trip we ever do.
I love it. I'm conserving my battery and I get to record everything.
Yeah, the last time you had to even actually think about a trip was New York, like, because I wasn't with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then every other time she's like, haha, fruit got it.
I don't have to worry. Okay, on to the next story. I am a gold digger. I'm in my mid-20s and engaged to a well-off man in his 40s. I grew up extremely neglected emotionally and sometimes physically. Everything is transactional to me, and I can't ever see myself being with somebody for the merits of their personality. I did everything right, and I was left to fend for myself. I got good grades, was dutiful daughter, and it got me nothing. Now I need to take care of me. All of my siblings are going to have their college paid for. I did not. They're all taken care of. Now I just want somebody to take care of me. My parents are angry at my choice of finance. They wanted me to be a normal and with somebody my own age and in my own tax bracket. I don't care. I have an arrangement with my fiance. He can sleep with whoever he wants as long as he gets STI tested, and in exchange, he'll take care of all my finances and we will have two children, after which he will pay for me to get a voluntary hysterectomy. I won't have to work. All I will have to do is cooking as a housekeeper will complete the cleaning. It's eat or be eaten, kill or be killed out in the world. I don't plan on being a sheep when the wolf comes, but rather the fox that slinks back into the hole as the farm falls apart. I've been selfless for far too long. It is time for me to think about myself.
Get that bread. Let me not lie. I'm not the person to be really talking about this. That's why I'm going to bring it, give it to Nick Little. But I'm just going to say, like, you know, it's better to know who you are and be acutely aware of who you are than to lie to yourself. Because a lot of people are gold diggers, but they lie to themselves saying, like, oh, no, this. She's like, yo, this is what it's like. This is what I want. This is what I want. Just, that's all that matters. And if you have an arrangement that works for you, it works for you. Now, subjectively, because it's subjective, guys, it's not objective. Is there problems with that from different people's perspectives? Maybe.
Perhaps.
We'll hear from Nicoletta. And
I think, if anything, this girl, like, is smart because she's going to look for, like, a gold digger opportunity where it's meant to be. Like you said, there's people who disguise being a gold digger and then, like, demand that kind of treatment from people who don't have the money. But this girl's like, no, I'm going to go to where the money's at. And I'm going to get it there. And that's that. Now, the problem starts with the fact that what happens, like, in 20 years' time, you know, when she's 40 and he's no longer interested in her. And, like, there's just a lot of, like...
Well, she's doing the cooking and the cleaning.
I think she said this is housemaid or whatever. Because there's only, like, so much...
And if, especially if she, like, pops out two kids for him.
Yeah. I think she'll need to get on that quickly. Alimony. She'll need to get that on that quickly, you know, to have it, the bag really secured. Like, speaking from, like, a true gold digger perspective, I assume this is what
I hope she, like. She seems like she knows what she's doing.
You know, she seems qualified for the job. Because I do worry a little bit about that. I think, like, if some other woman comes along that... Because, you know, he's allowed to sleep around. And if some woman's like, I want to be the main one and nobody else, then he could be like, okay. You know, if he falls in love with her.
Yeah, I hear it.
That can happen. So I think have a little
fallback plan.
Fallback. Because there's actually someone that said that here, right? And she kind of explained that his parents requested that he has grandchildren in order to get access to his inheritance.
Oh, so it's kind of like a quid pro quo.
Right.
Mutual beneficial, right. Whatever.
And, like, whatever. But she was saying, like, someone else commented and responded that, oh, but, like, these things are really hard to really legally stand, especially if, like, say his parents die or something, that's really no longer valid because it just goes to next in kin regardless of the kids being there or not.
Well,
because he could still have kids after they pass away, and it's just like,
yeah, obviously, like, he, you know, they, like, it doesn't have to be with her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it can be with anybody, right. Just like, the idea is, because, like, I assume the clause to the will is that he must have he must have kids, yeah, to get access to the inheritance. Mm-hmm. That's what probably the clause is. And so at any point, obviously, that clause can be enacted. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who. It's exactly. Not like this says with this woman. It just says with any woman.
With a get grandkids, basically.
Yeah.
So, look.
I wonder if there's an adoption clause on that.
Ooh, good point.
Because that would be this clever thing to do.
What an easy way to circumvent it.
Yeah, you can circumvent. But those lawyers are smart. There's probably like, it's like, it cannot be adopted. It has to be like.
Yeah, probably.
Biological.
If these are the type of parents that are holding inheritance from you, they probably wrote that in there.
Not even them. The lawyers. The lawyers are smart enough. They pay good lawyers for stuff
true,
like that.
True, yeah. True. Look, like we said, I think she's looking in the right place. I think she's doing the right thing, to be honest.
I thought you'd be against it. I mean, I'm like,
I'm really not, because she's, you know, she's 20 years old. She can choose where to be, like, what to do. If she was 18, maybe I'd have a bit of an issue with it.
But in her mid-20s, I guess she's...
20, mid-20s.
Prefrontal cortex and all that stuff. Prefrontal cortex.
And whatnot.
And whatnot, you know, like, it's developed. So she's making developed decision at this stage.
What was it that I sent you the last day that was like...
Oh, because you chose to book the day off after your PT, after your holiday, to have a rest day. And that's how you know that your prefrontal cortex is fully developed. So you're an adult.
I'm an adult, guys.
I'm a child, because I will never do it. Fuck wasting a day.
I know, and it's a really bad idea. Now that I think about it, maybe I'll take it back, because it seems like we suddenly have some summer plans, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to need that.
Like, just do less work the next day, guys. Just do less work the next day.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it off. Just do less work. But obviously, that's assuming you work from home. If you go to the office,
it's long.
Take it off. If you have to go to the office, take it off. If you don't,
just do it. Makes no sense. Like, yeah, no. Do you know what? I hear it. Don't take the day off.
But I work every day.
Okay, on to the last story of today. My wife just told me that she dated me because she knew I would never leave her. Recently, my wife of 15 years and I were talking about when we met, and she told me that she dated me because she knew I wouldn't leave her. I didn't know what that meant entirely, but based on the larger conversation we had, it basically confirmed my suspicion that she married me because I was safe. She told me that I could give her the life she wanted. This doesn't mean financially, I don't think, because we were both in college when we met, and both 1 year out of college and broke when we got married. But she definitely married me because she thought I would be make a good husband. She told me that I was different than all the other guys she dated. For context, my wife is beautiful, and at 20 when I met her, she was basically a 10 smoking hot. And I've seen some of the guys she's dated. One of them was a firefighter who posed for one of those hot firefighter calendars. Another was a minor league baseball player at the time that ended up going pro. Now, I'm not what I was at 23. I've grown up and become successful, and I'm a lot more confident in myself now as a 40-year-old man, but for some reason, knowing that my wife married me because I was nice and safe doesn't make me feel good. I know I'm not alone in my situation. I'd like to hear from women who married a safe guy, and how you feel about it. Whatever.
Leave her. Show her how safe you are.
That's so ridiculous. Leave her. That is so... ridiculous. You know,
the funniest thing is I'm that level of petty, let me not lie.
What?
If you told me in our 30s that you married me because I was safe, I'd be like, oh, really? How safe am I now? Bye.
Wait. Whoa, I'm getting whiplash. How did we get here? I'm completely seeing this girl saying like, oh, like safe as in like you're like a safety for me, like a safety blanket, you know, kind of thing. Like, you made me feel safe. Trust you to love me unconditionally, whereas like,
sound like how she said it.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds like
this is so taken out of context.
I think she said it like, oh, you are the safe option. Like, all these guys, yeah, they're great, they're beautiful and everything, but I don't know if they would stay with me. I don't know if they would
I don't like that you're saying that, because she never said that.
It's like, oh, but you, yeah, you little nerd, you playing your video games.
That's ridiculous.
Like playing your little Pokemon. Yeah, I knew you were going to stay no matter what.
I genuinely think she did not mean it like that.
Damn, I guess she should have never said it, because now a 15 years of marriage down the drain. Bye-bye.
No, because... obviously, in this kind of situation, he's like, oh, what do you mean by that? And she explains what she meant by that. It's not like...
And clearly, he was like, oh, that's crazy. And had to put it on Reddit. So, it obviously wasn't that great if he had to freaking go ask
guys,
Reddit.
No, guys, that's not even funny. Like,
I'm leaving.
This
I'm
is
petty.
Ridiculous.
I'm
that's leaving. Ridiculous.
Am I the safe option?
Whoa.
Am I the safe option?
Perhaps.
Bye.
10 years down the drain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Almost 11.
You know me. It could be 30. I'd leave on the spot. Absolutely.
That's so crazy to me, because I would never say like safe. I would never think that.
Yeah,
safe,
but you
means
know,
that.
I would literally ask you to clarify first, and if you clarified the way I understood it, I'm gone.
Oh, but that's a different story. You asked me why am I safe, and I'm like, well, because what you just said earlier, mm-hmm. like, because I trusted you to not leave me because you're a little nerdy nerd with your Pokemons and Nintendos.
Obviously, you would try to say it in a better way, but yeah, and I'd be like, bye bye. Because you try to say face, and I can tell. I'm like, oh, you slipped up off the
interesting
tongue.
Because that's actually one thing I've always liked about you, being like kind of nerdy.
No, but it's not about the nerdiness. It's about the fact that you're like, oh, I could have had better men, but the problem with them is like they were too good because who knows what they would have done.
That's ridiculous, because if they're better men, I wouldn't
like,
be with
you. I don't go to you being like, oh my God, I'm with you because I think you're safe. I would tell you, oh, I'm with you because you're beautiful, you're this, you're intelligent, you're that, you're that.
Okay.
Okay. You don't I don't go, oh, you're safe.
Okay, I understand that, like, you wouldn't word it that way. Maybe it's the wrong word.
No, because no one says safe unless they mean it in that way. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be fucking for real. Let's be super casual. Fucking for real right now. No one, you know, in your mind, never would the word safe cross your mind to describe why I'm with you.
That's true. But like, I don't know, maybe she's already ran out of words to say. Maybe
that is
she
a
said
lie.
All the good words.
That is a lie. That is a lie. Moral of the story is, bro, be your drizzle king,
okay,
and leave her.
So listen, if my whole life I've told you like you're so amazing, you're the best, like I've literally made you know why I'm
and
with
then
you.
And one day we have a
no,
DMC.
No, but
we
like,
have a DMC, a deep, meaningful conversation.
No, yeah,
for
and
you,
like,
young ones.
And it was just like pillow
and
talking.
Then, and then,
like,
and then
oh,
I'm like,
just
you know,
safe.
What was like, the like thing that made you like stay? And you're like, oh, I just felt like you're so safe.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And I'm like, and then I'd be like, safe? Like what
yeah.
you? I'm like, as in like, you had really good options and you chose me like because you wanted to settle because of security.
Is that what you?
And then you would be like. No, not like that. Like, no, as in like, I felt like, oh yeah, you would be like a good husband. You wouldn't cheat on me. And like, you know, you'd be good with the kids, like a great father, you know? And I'm like, okay, but then how about the other guys? So you thought they were good looking and better than me, but they weren't safe. And you're like, and then as you're fumbling against yourself because I caught you.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, deuces.
I would never fumble.
We'll find out.
No, I think that's ridiculous. Who the fuck is saying that? Like, who's saying, like, I'm sorry, oh, you're safe. Like, you know.
She said it.
Yeah, and I think she meant it like how I think of it.
No.
I think he misunderstood the situation, guys.
I think, sir, you should leave because you should never be anyone settle. You don't, they shouldn't settle for you. They should pick you.
But that's what she did.
No. She settled for him.
But she made a pick.
He was the safe option.
I can agree to disagree.
No. There's only one answer here, guys.
No.
Let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think, guys.
Actually, let us know what you think in the comments of Patreon.
Or here, please. Any engagement will take.
No. In Patreon specifically. Go subscribe.
Specifically.
Specifically, guys. My brain's not here. Don't worry about it.
Thank you guys for joining us today. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. It was fun.
There's
some nice stories.
Hope you guys enjoyed the stories. And we'll see you again next time.
Yeah. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, and all
the
that good stuff.
Shebang.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Peace.